You are being influenced. If you've watched any blockbuster film in the last decade, then chances are that it's been influenced by the Chinese Communist Party. Here's the reality. The CCP is running the largest influence campaign in history. In Hollywood Takeover, brought to you by the Epoch Times, investigative reporter Tiffany Meyer reveals how the CCP has infiltrated major studios. For a limited time, watch the first 10 minutes for free on HollywoodTakeover.com/free.
Joining us now, Gusty Gulas with the Gusty Gulas Group, real estate here in Birmingham. And I got to tell you, Gusty, I saw this and I said, wow, this is insane. What's going on with this market? We all know the prices for sellers are at an all-time high, which is great for sellers. Yeah, I even thought about selling my home. And then Judy says to me, okay, if we do that, yeah, where are we going? Good point. So we're going to sit tight right now. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning, JT. Thanks for having me on this morning.
So this is kind of interesting here. I saw this article and I said, I got to get Gusty's thoughts on this. Apparently, pension fund companies are buying up blocks of homes and groups of homes. Mm-hmm. Is this something new or is this all because of the current situation?
This has actually been around for about 10 years. It has just become more prevalent over the last couple of years, and I think just intensified, especially through this spring selling market. These institutional buyers are basically, they've got backing of hedge funds, pension funds. So what's interesting is you may be making an offer on a house, but you're IRA may be working against you because these institutional buyers, what we call them, are iBuyers, and they are buying these houses and they are using them as rentals, and they're seeing obviously wealth building through revenue of rentals, but seeing through the price acceleration. So it's great for home sellers, but it's taken a lot of the first-time home buyer homes off of the market, so it's created more competition for that first-time home buyer.
And how is that?
Well,
why the first-time home buyer?
Well, it's just typically the homes that the institutional buyers are making offers on are typically up to $200,000, $250,000, $300,000. Mm-hmm. And that's going to be historically what your first-time home buyers are buying, at least in our market.
Makes sense. Now, this is obviously all about profit, and I would imagine when you buy in bulk like this,
home buyers, first-time home buyers, especially because of the low interest rates, but now you've got to think about all these big pension funds that are keeping these homes for rentals.
Right. I was just going to say, you know, you and I know people that buy homes for that very reason, investments, and have rental properties for that very reason. To make some money on the rentals. But, you know, when you do it with one or two properties, you make some pretty decent profit a little bit here and there. But when you're doing it as big as they are, and we're talking about, I mean, hundreds of homes in a market, right, from one hedge fund or one pension fund.
Oh, in the Birmingham market, they probably acquired over the last 10 years, I would think, over 10,000 properties.
That's incredible.
It is absolutely incredible. We had a house listing in the trustful market last month that closed. Out of five offers that we had on that property, three were actually institutional buyers. So and the other two were first-time home buyers that made offers on the property. So they are acquiring properties at a very high level. And so we're working with them. We've learned how some of these institutional buyers, how they act on from the front end of their offers and then also through negotiation of home inspections. So there's some different strategies that we're having to take depending on the actual iBuyer.
Are there folks that say are going to go out and try and rent, or maybe somebody's looking, as you mentioned, the first time home buyer for one of those homes in that price range? Does it behoove you as maybe their agent to say, look, I know some of these properties out there that are in that price range of $250,000 that are owned by one of these pension funds. Let's go make them an offer. Are they up for selling any of these?
What I have seen is they are holding these properties. Hmm. Now, at some point, they will probably introduce them to the market at a later date. But we've just seen more and more of these the hedge funds get involved. And so I don't know exactly, you know, what their plan is to reintroduce those to the market, but it's a strict buy and hold from what we have seen.
All right. Gusty Gulas, G3 Marketing. You do a fantastic job with real estate in this market, Gusty. Thank you for the insight on this. Very interesting. Appreciate you. We'll have you back soon.
Appreciate it.
Hollywood is under siege from an external force. The same Hollywood that sold the American dream is now making nightmares a reality. Many major films appease the Chinese Communist Party to be distributed in China. Join Tiffany Meyer, an investigative reporter in Hollywood Takeover, brought to you by the Epoch Times, where she reveals how the CCP has infiltrated major studios. For a limited time, watch the first 10 minutes for free on HollywoodTakeover.com/free.